Hey, real quick here. This recording sounds a little wonky. I've had a string of technical issues with the show, but I thought the content was really good. I love talking to Nicole. She's got some great information, cool stuff to share with us. So if you would bear with the recording, I'm working on improving it. So stuff happens. We got to move on. All right? Here we go. Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Garden Fork Radio. This is the land of done is better than perfect. My name is Eric. I have this podcast and a YouTube channel about eclectic DIY is what we call it. Today I'm here with my friend Nicole, and I'm kind of excited about this because I'm going to be the bystander. Nicole is going to talk about all the cool newsletters, the email newsletters that she subscribes to. So welcome.
Hey, I do think it is helpful, all the different newsletters that are out there and kind of curating them. And I've collected mine, I don't know, from many different places. So I actually think I get a nice panoply of the daily news.
That's a great word. This actually is spurred by the fact that the camera operator, I try not to look at too much news because I think there's more and more bias built into a lot of the news. And she sent me this 1440 Daily Digest. You can go to join1440.com and sign up for it. And it's pretty Manila news, national and international news in an email digest every day. And I sent it to Nicole, and she said, "Oh yeah, I get this one and a bunch of others. Let me tell you about them." And I said, "Wait, let me hit the record button."
And now that we're here at the 1441 has there's a reason why it's called 1440. Oh, okay. So I think that's how many is that how many I'm trying to quickly read their like
Oh, I could do
their
that.
story. The idea was, I think the idea was they look at 1440 sources every day, but that can't be right. So I can't scan that fast. But it is a nice, it's a really nice daily newsletter. It has like the most important things that you need to know. It's a little more in depth at the top. And I guess it usually comes around 6 in the morning. So it's good to drink with your coffee or read with your coffee. And once a week, Eric, you would love this. Though they have like a section that's called like humanity or
Oh,
something.
yes.
And they're all really happy, positive stories. And there's usually like 10 of them. And you're just like, oh, that's great. Oh, that's great. And it like leaves you with like a good taste in your mouth when you're done. But there's always fascinating stuff. The science is always at the bottom, but and under the et cetera section. So I do the 1440. Oh, they have a couple in-depth articles, which I really enjoy a lot of the time. Because they're curated, right? Like these, somebody else has gone through the news. And they're like, this is what we found interesting. And if your interests align with their interests, then I think that's a good daily newsletter for you. You know?
The printing press was invented in the year 1440, spreading
Okay.
knowledge to the masses and changing the course of history. So that's why they call it that.
That's why it's the 1440. Okay.
And there are 1,440 minutes in a day, and everyone is precious. That's pretty
Huh.
good.
Yeah, I like that too.
Yeah.
And did it say that it's from DC?
I don't see that
Andrew was
here.
a scientist working on Capitol Hill, and Tim was a venture capitalist. So yeah,
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
I probably know this guy.
Of course
DC's
you
not that
do.
big. Now I need to do a little more research. So then, the other one that I found from—I'm pretty sure this is directly from Cool Tools and those guys—but it's called "The News Items" by John Ellis. So you can just. Why don't you Google that, Eric, so you can see what it looks like.
Okay.
John, JohnEllis. Now, a lot of these newsletters, they want you to pay. They're part of Substack. And I won't pay. I won't pay for many things. I pay to support you because I like you. But I have to like spend a little more time with things. But I will tell you that the browser, if you're into, if you read their sample one, has very in-depth analysis and things that I wouldn't always read about in other places. So they're sending you an article that was someplace else and, you know, giving you some analysis with it. So today's was about, qualitative easing, which if you're into that kind of thing, it's fascinating about the low inflation and what's going on with the economy. But so anyway, that one's much more in depth. Of course, I get the New York Times daily email called The Daily. And I do listen to their daily podcast if it's a topic I'm interested in. The New York Times, like, I'm pretty quick with because I've already done the news item. And then I've already done Quartz. Now, Quartz was originally started by The Atlantic. And that is their daily email of news. I would say it's kind of the newsletter, like the original one. And I do, they have a bunch of different options now that I don't even know about. They have a weekly option. They have one about space business, one about Africa, which would be really interesting, a weekly African email, because I don't know enough about Africa, actually.
We should all know more about Africa.
Yeah. I'm signing up for that right now. So then the daily email, of course, they want me to do like a verify I'm a human. So today's email from the Quartz. Okay, the title is To Buy or Not to Buy. So it's all about real estate happening. So at the top, again, it's very similar to my favorite one that I told you about. What was it?
The News with John Ellis?
No, it was the one before that. Anyway. There's so many, it's so hard. Okay, here's what you need to know. It has like the important news. Now this one has gotten more ads, and their ads are sometimes look like news. So I kind of scroll more like down through this one. But this one always has like fascinating, surprising discoveries, again, with positive news, right? Or it's not always positive. But it's not depressive. If that makes sense.
I got an email recently from a YouTube viewer and they said, I love your videos. Stop running the ads. Stop the commercials. I hate the commercials. I'm like, well, I don't do this for free. You know?
Well, yeah, this isn't a volunteer project. This isn't a nonprofit. I mean, I just skip them. I skip them in all my podcasts. I use I think we've talked about this before, but I use Overcast for my podcast listening, and they have this great 30-second skip. Just skip ahead. Most ads are 30 seconds or a minute. It's like skip, skip. Okay. Just use the skip. Overcast is great because it takes out the spaces between the words, the silence, speed it up. So you don't really notice it as much.
what would they do with our podcast? I'll have to listen to it on there and see.
Well, I always listen to yours on there. Okay. So then the next one is called the Browser Newsletter. So this one, they say every day we read hundreds of articles. And this apparently is one person. There was an article about him in the New Yorker or someplace that was actually fascinating. And he's just really into the news. And so he curates this news. Now, again, to your point, like, I probably should pay for this because I love it so much. But I'm also worried about getting too many interesting articles. Right. So I'm willing to just get their free daily emails just to see what they put in today. So let's see.
He's got 90,000 plus readers on the browser. The browser newsletter. It's thebrowser.com.
Yes. And I'm going to tell you what was in the free version today. So we can see. We really did just decide to do this. So I'm not as prepared as normally. Sorry about
that. When are we ever that prepared here?
We're very prepared. Very prepared. All right, I'm looking. Hold on. I already read it. So it didn't stick today. Okay. Belly Prodigy. Okay, this was actually fascinating. In Egypt, foreigners are dominating belly dancing. So it's Egyptian belly dancing, but most belly dancers in Egypt are not Egyptian, which I was like, well, maybe I do need to click on that. That's interesting. And then the other article, and they're from publications that I've never heard of. Like, that's from a publication called New Lines. I have no idea what that is. And then the second article was Philosophy's Lost Prodigy. And that's from a thing called Engelsberg Ideas. And it's about this amazing philosopher who died at 34, who was a very direct communicator and nobody really liked him. That's my summary.
Oops.
So those are long form articles that frequently I'll be interested in. I'll open in on my phone and just leave it there until there's a moment where I can read the whole thing. Right. And then I just get one more, guys. So I'm not going to drone on and on. One more national one. And that's called Stat News. And that was originally started by the Boston Globe. And it is all health news.
Oh.
And so you get a morning daily rounds of what's on there. Now, some of their articles are behind a paywall, but their daily email is a summary of the most interesting health-related news of the day. And I'm obviously very into this. It's called the Morning Rounds. And the one that was interesting to me today from that, I mean, they're following monkeypox. They're following, health equity. They're following, they do some science, some like NASA, they've got that on there. Human radar helps track Parkinson's at home. So.
Huh.
So then they also have a daily COVID tracker of the new cases in the United States, which there were 60,000 within the last, in the 14 day running average. And then the new COVID deaths is slightly down at 420 a day, a jumbo jet size. And then they have a couple articles of like what to read around the news, what to read around the web today. And those are frequently very interesting from like the Post, Nature magazine. So anyway, and then I do have one hyperlocal newsletter that, or two, I guess, that I get from. One's called 730 DC. And these kids, I say they're kids, I have no idea how old the people are who run it. But it totally has a left-leaning view, but it's hyperlocal news and they do a really good job of it. And it comes out every morning at 7:30 in the morning, like on the dot.
Wow. That's dedication. Good for them.
Yeah. And then there's a local website called the DCist, which, the Thrillist, right? Like that was originally started in New York and then they spread out, the whole company imploded. And then our local NPR station acquired the DCist and now they use that to do their daily emails.
Interesting. There's a website, a private startup called The Gothamist.
Yes. It's all related. Yes.
All about New York City. And then a very wealthy person bought it and the writers of Gothamist moved to unionize. And so the wealthy person shut down the website. I don't know if he fired everyone, but he dissolved the company. And then the local NPR in New York somehow acquired the Gothamist and its back catalog. And now it's a regular website. It has an email newsletter and they do some cross reporting with the local NPR New York City station. And I actually read it. They have two different recaps of stuff going on. Just like one line and a link to interesting stuff going on in New York. And it's how I keep up on what's going on in New York City because the New York Times doesn't really cover that anymore.
They don't consider themselves local, right? So,
I mean, they have a. I mean, you might be rolling your eyes at the New York Times, but they did reveal Secretary Hillary Clinton's emails and Democratic scandals as well as Republican scandals. But I actually, thinking about this, there are some emails that I subscribe to is all that I wanted to run through if you had a minute.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, the first one is one we both get, I think it's Cool Tools.
Oh, yeah, it's the Cool Tools.
Which comes out once a week. And they usually have on their podcast a guest. Nicole's been on there twice talking about tools that they like that they use in their everyday. They, the Cool Tools crew has like four different emails. One of them's about books that Mark Frauenfelder does.
Yep.
So if you're, it gets a little geeky, but I think those are interesting. The total flip side of that is Allison Roman, who is a big wheel recipe developer, video host, and foods. I would call her a food social media celebrity at this point. She has a really good YouTube channel that I like. She has a weekly newsletter that is written so stream of conscience. I love it. I don't know if that's really how it's written, but that's how it comes across. It's called A Newsletter, and it's from Allison Roman, which you can, it is on Substack. I will link to it. You can also find the links on her YouTube channel. But of course, she talks about the video that she made recently, but also she just talks about what she's cooking, and she includes a recipe. And it's just it's a fun read, which I really like.
Now, is that a weekly, or like how often is she throwing that out to you?
Pretty much every week. I mean, there are times where she'll take a week off because she's busy with something. She's been in development with a couple of TV shows. She was going to have a cooking show on CNN Plus. Is that what it was called? When CNN was going to have their paid, kind of like the CNN version of Netflix.
Or yeah. It was like Disney Plus or whatever was there. Right. Their paid, yeah.
And that went down. But she's working on some other things. Another one I get is the Bloomberg City Lab, which if you like maps and if you like city data, this is for you. This week's is about bird mapping. Oh. National Audubon Society released its Bird Migration Explorer tool. That outlines the migratory paths for more than 400 bird species. And, you know, I love that kind of thing. And they're like, hey, look at these old maps compared to these new maps. And you can go down a lot of rabbit holes.
Right. So, I totally just signed up for that.
Bloomberg City Lab. Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. So side note on that, years ago, when I was reading the New York Times, there was an article about this lake in California. It's called the Salton Lake. Anyway, it's a man-made lake. A lot of birds use it for migrating. And I ended up contacting the author. And since then, Jim Robbins has kindly always responded to all of my emails. Oh, wow. Because he's a fellow Montanan. I think he lives there still. But he just had an article about this bird that flies from maybe Canada, all the way to New Zealand and doesn't stop.
Oh, wow. I think I saw a link to that article.
Yeah, it was totally fascinating. So anyway, it was that was my bird mapping. The bird mapping.
That's crazy. And my last one is the Washington Post has one called The Optimist.
Oh, happy.
And it's happy.
Okay, I like that.
Your guide to planning fall travel from leaf peeping to cheap flights. Despite what you've heard, plenty of teachers still love what they do. See how the most iconic cars are going electric for the future. How to pick countertop kitchen appliances to fit your budget space. Elk herds were decimated in eastern U.S. Now a herd is thriving in Virginia.
Oh, really?
To feel like a local in a new city, go for a run. Yes, you can help the planet. Start in your backyard. You know, just stuff like that. There's a lot of times it's like this young person saw homeless people and organized his friends to make sandwiches for them.
Oh.
And that is, there's one of them who has like a whole, the person started a whole nonprofit.
They went
he went big. So good for them. And so you're like, oh, the regular news is kind of doomy. And I because strife and drama drive eyeballs. And that drives people that then they get to watch your TV commercial, you know, or your ad on your website. So I think the
Wait, does that mean we're supposed to have, are we supposed to have a fight on the podcast?
Yes. Yeah. You and I were in a fight.
Just really? Okay. That's right. You came to the wrong podcast.
For the after show, I'm going to talk to Nicole about her snarky comment she made about my emoji.
I think we're funny. I hope everybody else does too. Do you get any of the New York Magazine newsletters?
No, but they're interesting. Oh no, I get one called The Week, where a different writer or editor talks about what they ate that week in New York City, whether they made it at home or in a restaurant.
Oh, that's cute. I've seen the one where they've done like the budget, like how much money they spent in a week in New York City. Those are eye-opening sometimes. Anyway, I do get a couple of New York Mag. I love New York Magazine. I mean, I obviously don't live in New York, but I still get it.
Yeah, it's another way for me to keep in touch with all the cool stuff I'm missing out on, because I rarely leave my neighborhood.
Isn't that funny? Like, there's so much cool stuff going on in D.C. and I'm like, we're just going to stay home.
I do make myself go to museums and art galleries.
Oh, good.
I don't know if anyone knows the artist Barbara Kruger, who in the, I think it's the 90s, had these very, started with these very graphic driven, I would say tilting feminist, powerful women kind of messages, which I love. And she's had a retrospective of one gallery, and she had new work at another gallery. And galleries are free.
Right.
You know, you just go, and it's, you know, you run into other people, and some of her older work, which was poster based, is now animated on these big TV screens with this audio accompaniment that sounds like you're in a what's that new movie with Tom Cruise flying the jets, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Kind of stuff, you know, with the big rolly sounds and all that. But anyway, there's art galleries in your town. Go look at art.
I think Barbara Kruger just had some of her art was the cover of a New York magazine recently.
That one surprised me. Flash, a little bit of Eric's past. I actually met Barbara Kruger at a photo shoot. I was in a photo assistant for a gentleman who did, he actually took, it's called the front of the book. He would take pictures for the front of Elle magazine where they had smaller, shorter articles.
Mm-hmm.
And so we, you know, we rented a studio, and he shoots very simply, which I like. I don't like when photographers make things complicated, because it means I have to haul more equipment. But and we were going to photograph Barbara Kruger, and it was about jackets or something, like a trend in jackets or something. And the editors from Elle are there, and they have racks and racks and racks of very fashionable coats and jackets and stuff. And they're pretty girly, for lack of a better word, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And Barbara Kruger shows up, and they're like, oh, we want you to pick one of these. And she says, I'm paraphrasing here, and this is my interpretation of the event. She said, I can't wear any of these. I'll be laughed out of the room.
No.
And I'm like, and I said, you know, I have a, and I wore a, I, for years I wore a leather jacket because I was the, you know, Eric. And I said, you know, I have a Chicago police officer's leather jacket over there. Would you be interested in that? And she said, yeah, I'll wear that. And so I saved the photo shoot.
Oh my gosh.
Barbara Kruger wore my leather jacket and for a photo.
Are we going to get a link to that photo?
I guess I could go look for it. I think the Elle editors were a little dumbfounded, but I was known for speaking my mind on photo shoots.
Nobody's surprised.
So
that's what you were there for.
Well, I did do, a lot of people I worked for became kind of friends with. And I met my best friend in New York City in a photo shoot. He was an assistant as well, but I just have this knack for sensing that the client isn't happy. And the photographer is usually wrapped up in getting the shot of doing that. And I would just kind of tap the photographer and go, look, we got to do this thing, or look, the client's not happy. Why don't you just take a break and go talk to the client, or look, we have an issue, you know?
Well, and that's what you're there for, right?
Well, it depends on what people want in this. A lot of them just want them to load the camera, you know, and know how to run, know how to set up strobes and that kind of thing. But which I knew how to do all that. But I also, because I've been diagnosed finally, I figured out I'm hyper empathetic. I kind of get a vibe from people before other people realize it. And I'm like, there's something wrong here. You know, I'm not clairvoyant. I feel other people's pain. Is that kind of a stupid word? But anyway, so that's, long story short, that's my Barbara Kruger story.
Well, that was a fun story. Thank you. Yeah, she has a big permanent exhibit in D.C. at the Hirshhorn, I believe. It's in the basement.
I love graphics. I love type. I love big photos with type on them. I just kind of love big art.
Yeah.
So.
My aunt and uncle are artists. My uncle is a professor at Williams, and well, so is my aunt. And they do. My aunt does work that's very much in that vein, but it always has like a social. Yeah, it has a social impact. And then my uncle's most recent project was about prisons, and like he did this great bus stop piece where it's a, you know how there are the ads at the end of the bus stop.
Yeah.
And it was a picture overlaid with the size of a prison cell. So like the size of a Volkswagen Beetle is the same size as many prison cells.
Oh, wow.
So to give you that visual of actually how much space two people are living in. Yeah, really neat. We can link to that. It's good stuff. Yeah, make you think stuff, right?
I'm thinking already. I'm thinking what we're going to talk about in the after show. How's that for a segue?
Oh, that's great. And you can listen to the after show too if you join the Patreon.
Yeah, and if you become a supporter of Garden Fork, I ask for a cup of coffee a month, about $5 a month. You get a dedicated RSS feed, so the regular show and the after show will show up in your podcast feed. You don't have to go dig for it. You don't have to password protect to get the after show. It just pops up there.
And, yeah, I love that. I'm a huge fan of that.
The last one was just Eric walking around talking into the phone, which I kind of like that I can just do that. And people seem to like it. So
that was the most high drama podcast I've listened to in a very long time because Eric lost his car.
A block from my house and I can't find my car.
I also wanted to tell you, yes, cars get stolen in DC all of the time. Cars getting stolen is definitely a thing.
Yes. I realize that. And now that I own a brand new car for the first time in my life, I'm hyper aware of this.
That's awesome.
All right. So everyone, it's radio@gardenfork.tv. Nicole and I will have a list in the show notes here. If you have an email newsletter or something that you think people would like, I would love if you would share that with me. It's radio@gardenfork.tv. Nicole and I are going to do the after show. Go out and do cool things and make it a great day. Thanks for listening. Garden Fork Radio is produced in Brooklyn, New York by Garden Fork Media, LLC. Our executive producer is Jimmy Gooch. You can learn more about Jimmy and the custom hollow books he makes at hollowbooks.com. The music for our show is licensed from audioblocks.com and uniquetracks.com.